Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We'll see if that's what they can get. We are very happy right now to head to the phone lines to be joined by Pam Kramer. She is the CEO of KC 2026 for the World Cup, as we are a year away from the World Cup coming here to Kansas City and also Arrowhead Stadium. Pam, happy to have you join us today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So let's just start with this. Kansas City is certainly known for its sports enthusiasm. How do you think the city is going to embrace the World Cup?
Oh, I think the city is going to love it. I've had the great fortune of going to a World Cup when it was here in the United States in 1994, the last and only time it's been here. And I'm excited for the world to see Kansas City and for Kansas City to welcome the world. You know, I think if people around the globe know us, they probably know us because of our sports teams and our sports culture. And so I'm excited for them to see not only that, but everything else we have to offer.
Do you guys have sort of an estimation of how many people do you think are going to come to Kansas City for this event? Obviously, we don't know right now who the countries are going to be, and that obviously plays an effect on how many people you are expecting to travel to Kansas City. But do you have an estimate? Are you guys planning for a set number of people?
We do, and that really comes from our partners at Visit Kansas City. They are estimating 650,000 people. Now, they won't all be here at once. That will be over the course of the tournament. But it's a significant number of people, especially when you think about the population of Kansas City, Missouri, is about 509,000. So we're going to know that visitors are here, and we're excited that they're going to be staying in our hotels and eating in our restaurants and, of course, enjoying all we have to offer.
There are obviously so many great cities around the country. What do you think made Kansas City a viable option? What do you think makes Kansas City a great option for this? You know, Chicago got kind of left out in the cold when it comes to this. Again, there's a lot of cities that were vying for this. Why do you think Kansas City was selected?
Yeah, you know, and we're also the smallest host city of all the host cities for the World Cup. So I think the strength of our bid was really this regional collaboration, and it will be the thing that helps us, I think, be the best host city and become the heart of the World Cup. It's coming together across the state line, the facilities that existed on both sides of the state line. So you have Arrowhead Stadium, you have the Sporting Kansas City, not only Children's Mercy Park, but Compass Minerals National Performance Center. You've got the current stadium, CPKC Stadium, and the current training facility, and then Rock Chalk Park, all part of the soccer infrastructure that helps make us the soccer capital of America. So that really regional footprint, and then the momentum of our region, really to think about the streetcar and the new airport terminal and the businesses we're attracting. So all of those things coming together, the support, it's fun to represent us on the global stage.
Right now, we're talking to Pam Kramer. She's the CEO of the KC 2026 World Cup. She's in charge of, you know, helping get everything together for the World Cup that is a year away. You mentioned how many people. You guys estimate around 650,000 people. That's, you know, double who live in actual Kansas City, Missouri. How is the city preparing? How are you guys preparing to accommodate all of those people, hotels, public transportation? How are you guys getting ready for such an influx of people coming into the area?
Yeah, I mean, it really is, again, that regional approach. We're a nonprofit. We're separate from any single jurisdiction. Certainly, Kansas City, Missouri is an important partner of ours, and they're the official site of many of the venues and activations. But it is a regional effort, and so thinking about how we move people around regionally, getting them from Overland Park and Olathe and Lee's Summit and Zona Rosa and the Northland to downtown and vice versa to make sure we're spreading out that economic impact. So there are lots of working groups, regional working groups that have been formed, thinking about all of the operation elements, and then also the fan experience and community engagement.
Are you guys worried about all of this road construction not being finished in time? I mean, you drive the same streets that I drive. I mean, I'm looking at I-70. I'm looking at some other streets. It seems like it's going to take a while to get some of this done.
All of those projects are signs of progress, right? I think it takes construction to make progress. And so we're excited that so many of those things will will be complete by the World Cup, and including the expansion of the streetcar down to the plaza. That is really exciting. The partners at KC Streetcar tell us they are on track and on schedule to get that open, and we are looking forward to that and all of the other projects that we see happening.
I'm imagining, and you can tell me if this is correct or incorrect, that there's going to be some kind of designated shuttle system on how to kind of get people around, that you're going to tell people, hey, park here, go here. We're going to have a bus that's going to take you down to Power and Life for a possible watch party, maybe down at Union Station, taking out to the stadium. I'm assuming that there is going to be some kind of public transportation system that maybe we don't have on a day-to-day basis that is going to be implemented for this event and the amount of people that are going to need to get around the city.
That's right. A transportation working group has been meeting and collaborating and working for more than a year, almost 18 months now. And so it really starts with understanding what we have here and then looking at the requirements. There are some things in our contract with FIFA that we have to provide. We have to provide transportation for ticket holders to the stadium. We have to provide transportation from the airport to downtown. And then layering on what we want to do from a regional connectivity, all the places that I just talked about, we want to make sure that we're connecting visitors to the entire region and we're connecting region to the economic impact and that residents across the region can take part in everything. So there will be on match days, it will be park and ride or take a bus to FanFest and then a bus from FanFest to the stadium if you're going to the match. And the rest of the time, that regional connectivity system will be up and running so people can get from all parts of the metro down to the World War I Museum, which is the location for the FIFA Fan Festival, which is the largest official watch party that will happen. And we were a leader, the first host city to lease buses. We have 200 buses leased and really in a leadership position allowed us to get some favorable cost savings on those buses and get ahead of some of the other host cities.
Right now, we're talking to Pam Kramer. She is the CEO of KC 2026 World Cup. She's in charge of kind of help getting everything together. Do you guys feel like you're on schedule with everything that's going on? It's certainly a lot to do, and I know it's a year away, but, you know, things happen very, very quickly, and next thing you know, it'll be March, and the World Cup will be right around the corner. Do you guys feel like you're on schedule with all of the planning and preparation?
It's exciting to be just a year to go. And yes, we are green in all of our planning verticals and transportation and safety and security and FIFA Fan Festival, small business readiness, all of the planning that's going on. We feel very good about where we are in that. And again, it's due to the hard work, not only of our team, but all of those regional partners who are helping us put together those plans.
What do you think makes, I guess, this World Cup experience unique from some of the other cities that are going to be around the country? You know, Dallas is involved in this. New York is involved in this. Seattle. There's a lot of different cities around the country that are involved in this. What is being done to make the experience for people that come to Kansas City unique for coming to this region for these games?
It's a great question. And actually, it's in one of the goals that our board of directors has set for us is to create and provide a distinctly Kansas City experience. We want people to feel that there's something different here. And that starts with our hospitality and our people. I mean, I think many of my favorite memories from my own travels are around the people, and that's what creates memories. So our volunteers will really be those ambassadors. And then it's the sports culture here. I mean, we really do rally around big sports moments. And so I think there will be people will feel that excitement. And, you know, we're so rooted in sports as a region and so much history here. We've played a role in really changing sports around the world. And so telling that story, I think people will love. And then, of course, you know, all of our great restaurants and music and art. I think there's a surprise and delight factor about Kansas City. If you've not been here before and you come here, you know, we probably all have friends who've had this experience. They have no idea how great a place this is.
What are you hoping that the long-term benefits for this are? Like, Kansas City has been giving a very tremendous gift to, like, quite literally be on the world stage and have people from all around the world come to Kansas City specifically for this event and stay in Kansas City. But at some point, the World Cup ends and those people eventually go back home. What do you hope are the long-term benefits here in the city from us being able to host the World Cup?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the outside, I think it's two things. It's that global brand visibility. So really raising the profile of Kansas City on a global stage as a place to visit, as a place to work, as a place to live, and attracting business here and investment here, right? So from the outside, I think that's a huge long-term and sustained impact opportunity. And then here, it's about building confidence and capability, whether that's a regional, a blueprint for regional transit, a blueprint for safety and security, a venue agnostic blueprint for safety and security. So all of those regional ways of working, I think, are also opportunities for sustained and long-term impact. And then there is the economic impact, which is massive.
I've got three questions left for Pam Kramer. She's the CEO of KC 2026, the World Cup. All right, question number one. There were a number of small businesses. I don't want to paint it like it was a large number of small businesses that kind of thought the draft was going to be a big windfall for them, and it ended up being the exact opposite for them. What lessons do you think were kind of learned from that experience? I know this is a much different scale, but, you know, this is something that, you know, the hope is that it can kind of help all small businesses in the region and around here. Are there going to be lessons learned from the NFL draft experience to kind of make things better for smaller local businesses?
Well, I think you said a really important part of it. There's so much that's different about this event. We have 26 days between the first day that we have a match and the last day that we have a match. So just the length of time. And then we talked about that regional connectivity, spreading people out. But in addition to that, we're being really intentional about connecting with small businesses. We have an action-oriented playbook to empower small businesses that we'll be sharing. We are going to provide training and readiness resource for small businesses working with. We convened about 50 entrepreneur support organizations to help us provide input and really understand what small businesses need. They want information. They want to know who's coming. And then setting expectation, right? Helping them understand where are the opportunities, what kinds of businesses might see an uptick. And then for us, from a procurement standpoint, we will advertise any procurement opportunity over $15,000 on our website. So businesses can register right now on our website. They can register their interest, and then they're notified when we are hiring. But more than anything, we want them to understand the opportunity that's coming for with those visitors.
We don't have to go too far down this road, but you and I live in the same country and we watch the same television. There's a lot politically that's happening right now around the country. Are you guys worried about that at all as we head into the World Cup?
You know, FIFA is in ongoing conversations with the Department of State on all of those issues. And you know, honestly, the president, based on lots of his public comments and the conversations that he's had with FIFA, FIFA feels assured that those accredited individuals from all the countries will get through the process and participate in the events. And then we and FIFA are working with the White House Task Force. It is important to note that when the bid was submitted, it was during the first term of President Trump. So, you know, he has an interest in delivering, and I think has publicly stated that he really understands the opportunity that the World Cup presents. So we have to plan amidst uncertainty and just make sure we're prepared to welcome the visitors that are coming.
I'm guessing this is probably the question that you get asked the most. How can people get tickets to the World Cup? You have some of the hospitality tickets that are out right now. I think they're kind of overpriced for the average fan, but just, you know, general tickets, somebody that just wants to go see, they don't care what two countries are playing. They just want to say that they have been to the World Cup. Do you guys have an idea when people will be able to start to get tickets for this?
Yeah, you know, the KC26, the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local host committee. We don't have any control over the tickets. That's all FIFA. We are including those hospitality tickets. We can provide access to those, but we don't set the prices or determine the access other than what FIFA provides. They are telling us in third quarter they'll provide information on general ticketing. We're not sure what that will look like, if it will be a lottery, you know, how it will all work, but we'll be sure to pass along the information when we have it.
Okay, no, that sounds good. You know what? I mean, I'm sure I will figure it out. Rob, my producer, who you talk to, he might actually need your help. So if you know somebody that can, like, nudge, help him with the lottery, it would be greatly appreciated here.
I think we should have Rob go on our website and sign up to volunteer.
Oh, I got it now. So if Rob volunteers, then he can go to the games. No, that's smart. Well,
I'm not making any guarantees. He has to earn the position at the stadium. You know, there will be a lot. We need about 6,000 volunteers, so they can't all work at the stadium, but there are certainly lots of good opportunities.
That is Pam Kramer joining us on the show today. She is the CEO of KC 2026. She is helping in charge of kind of put the World Cup together. Pam, it was really an honor to have you join us today. We look forward to having you on down the road as this thing gets closer. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Thank you for having me. Can I just one more little piece of information?
Of course.
I'd love to have everyone join us this Sunday at the Kansas City kickoff at the Experia campus from noon to 5. It's a free event open to the public. Lots of information about the World Cup and also food trucks and games and activities for families. So a good way to learn more and to register to volunteer and to get excited about what's coming.
Absolutely. This Sunday, they're having a kickoff celebration for the World Cup. You're coming to Kansas City. Pam, really appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.